For this Friday, May 3rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. From local high school sports last night, North Posey baseball keeps on winning with a 13-9 victory at Washington. The Vikings run their record as 16-2 overall and 7-1 in the PAC. Mount Vernon baseball got blanked at home by Tell City 3-0. The Wildcats dropped to 7-10, and they're 2-7 in the conference. Mount Vernon softball got beat at North 4-1. The Mount Vernon softball team now sits at 9-9 on the season. Now, coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey baseball welcomes Memorial for a 5 o'clock first pitch, and North Posey softball plays host to Jasper also at 5 o'clock. Today is the final day that applications are being accepted for the Elizabeth D. Bear Youth Spirit Award for 2024. The award, in the amount of $1,000, is given annually to a high school junior who resides in Posey County and who is involved in community activities in Posey County. The Elizabeth D. Bear Youth Spirit Award was created back in September 2007 in honor of Elizabeth D. Bear's 25th anniversary as executive director of the United Way of Posey County. Funding for the award was obtained entirely through private donations. An applicant for the award must be a Posey County resident, but may attend high school in Posey, Gibson, or Vandenberg counties, or may be homeschooled. Applicants for this year's award must currently be in their junior year in high school and a member of the graduating class of 2025. The award for 2024 will be presented at a United Way of Posey County Leadership Giving Recognition event. Coming up tomorrow, Farmersville is having their Food and Fun Fest. It will take place from 1 until 4 o'clock p.m. It is free admission, and there will be free games, face painting, raffles, live animals, concessions, Kona ice, and more. They say this event will happen rain or shine, so if weather is an issue tomorrow, they will move the event inside. The MSD of North Posey says they are currently seeking bus drivers for the 2024-2025 school year, as well as applications for substitute drivers. They say they will assist with reimbursement for driver training fees. They are hosting the ELDT state training class on May 15th through 17th. Behind the wheel training starts in June. If you're interested in this flexible employment opportunity, contact the MSD of North Posey. The University of Southern Indiana has named its new Director of Public Safety. Thursday, USI announced Sam Preston as its new Director of Public Safety. Preston had already been serving as university's interim Director of Public Safety. Before that, he had served as Assistant Director of Public Safety since 2018 and is also a retired 26-year veteran of the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office. USI says that as director, Preston is responsible for ensuring the security and safety of students, faculty, staff, and visitors on the campus. Switching back to some sports news in local college sports today, the Evansville Purple Aces baseball team gets a 3-game Missouri Valley Conference series underway at Valparaiso. First pitch at 3 o'clock. Evansville is 25-19 and 12-6 in the conference. The Purple Aces sit in second place in the conference as they are just 2 games behind first place Indiana State and 1 game in front of third place UIC. The USI baseball team is home tonight as they begin a 3-game conference series with SIU Edwardsville at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are 19-26 overall and 8-10 in the OVC. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals enjoy the day off after going 3-3 on their most recent 6-game road trip. The Redbirds return home tonight as they start a 3-game weekend series with the Chicago White Sox at 7-15. St. Louis has a record of 14-17. The Chicago Cubs lost their finale in New York against the Mets 7-6 in 11 innings. Chicago is now 19-13 and returns home today to begin a weekend series against a division rival in the Milwaukee Brewers at 1:20. The Cincinnati Reds had yesterday off. They are back at home tonight to kickstart a weekend series with the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch at 5:10. The Reds are 16-15 on the season. And finishing up from the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers finished off the Milwaukee Bucks at home in Game 6 of their first round series last night with a 120-98 win. The two leading scorers for the Pacers came off the bench in Obi Toppin, who had 21 points, and T.J. McConnell with 20 points. Indiana wins the series 4-2. They advance to the second round of the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. The Pacers will get the New York Knicks. That series begins Monday night with Game 1 in New York. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, May 3rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.